In March 2008, explosive late-night noises plagued residents from southern Idaho and northern Nevada. The strange, thunderous booms seemed to emanate from the sky, and they woke people from the dead of sleep.
As reports flooded in, officials scrambled to discover the source of the noise. They couldn't be thunder. The weather had been perfectly ordinary. Temperatures averaged around 50 degrees Fahrenheit with mostly sunny skies. There'd been no rain, wind, or storms.
Stranger still, the sounds were consistently reported the same time each night, 11:23 p.m.
Some wondered if the sounds were earthquakes. Their homes would rattle and shake whenever the noise appeared. But Sean Wilsey, a professor of geology at the College of Southern Idaho, crossed earthquakes off the list. He checked for records of seismic activity. There weren't any. Local reporter Nate Popino phoned a nearby Air Force base to see if maybe they'd been testing some new kind of technology. But they hadn't.
To this day, no one knows what the residents of Idaho and Nevada heard, and they may never find answers because the mysterious sounds stopped just as suddenly as they began.
Welcome to Unexplained Mysteries, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Molly.
And I'm your host, Richard. In life, there's so much we don't know. But in this show, we don't take "we don't know" for an answer.
Every Tuesday and Thursday, we investigate the greatest mysteries of history and life on Earth. You can find episodes of Unexplained Mysteries and all other Spotify originals from Parcast for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is a special one-part episode on skyquakes, a mysterious sonic phenomenon that has been periodically reported around the world since the late 1700s.
Today, we'll discuss some of the most famous accounts of skyquakes and try to determine whether they might be meteors passing through the Earth's atmosphere or biblical warnings that the end is near. We have all that and more coming up. Stay with us.
The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gif. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Ghosts, UFOs, cryptids, life after death. You'll hear great thinkers on these subjects and more on the Paranormal Podcast, the longest running podcast of its type. I'm Jim Harold, and I invite you to join me as we explore the mysteries of life. I bet you love these topics just as much as I do, but don't worry, I won't tell anyone. Join me for some great paranormal conversation. Listen on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not everything classified as a skyquake sounds the same. Some describe them as loud booms, others as rolling thunder. Others say they sort of sound like artillery fire, and the list goes on.
But while they appear to vary in pitch, tone, and frequency, they all share two important characteristics. First, and most obviously, they sound like they're coming from the heavens. And second, they appear when the weather is good and the skies are clear.
And believe it or not, they happen more frequently than you might think. They've been reported for centuries all over the world, In fact, they're common enough that different countries have their own unique terminology to describe them. For example, in Belgium and the Netherlands, they use the term mistpoofers, which roughly translates to fog belches. In Japan, they say uminari, meaning the rumbling of the sea.
Now, it's near impossible to pinpoint the first ever documented skyquake, but there are two examples that can be found in some early 19th century American literature.
Granted, the term skyquake didn't exist back then.
In 1819, author Washington Irving published his short story, Rip Van Winkle. Set before the Revolutionary War, it tells the fictional account of a man and his dog who travel into New York's Catskill Mountains but fall asleep in the woods for two decades.
When they finally wake, the world has changed. America is now an independent nation. But over the course of their journey, they travel under blue skies and hear what Irving describes as
long rolling peals like distant thunder that seem to issue out of a deep ravine. But unlike most skyquakes, Van Winkle actually stumbles upon an explanation for these sounds, a ghostly group of men playing a bowling game called Nine Pins.
This is, of course, a fictional account rooted in a bit of fantasy. But some believe Irving's tale was inspired by a real-life experience he had while living in the Hudson Valley.
Skyquakes appeared again in American literature in 1850. James Fenimore Cooper, author of The Last of the Mohicans, published his short story, The Lake Gun, which he set in the Seneca Lake region of New York.
In the story, the Seneca people had been reporting unusual crashes in the sky for centuries. They believed the loud booming sounds were the voice of Manitou, an omnipresent spiritual life force in their theology. Here's the passage referencing what appears to be a skyquake.
It is a sound resembling the explosion of a heavy piece of artillery that can be accounted for by none of the known laws of nature. The report is deep, hollow, distant, and imposing. The lake seems to be speaking to the surrounding hills, which send back the echoes of its voice in accurate reply. No satisfactory theory has ever been broached to explain these noises.
Like Irving's, Cooper's tale isn't based in documented history. However, he is said to have based the story on authentic local folklore.
And skyquakes didn't stay in the realm of fiction forever.
On January 18, 1913, an article ran in the Scientific American Supplement. Its author, Charles Fitzhugh Talman, discussed real reports of the unusual phenomenon. They dated as far back as 1829 and came from all over the globe, including Italy, India, Ireland, and the United States.
Talman noted these quakes almost always occurred while skies were clear and calm, and they always seemed to be coming from far away. Sometimes they occurred as single bursts. Other times they happened in clustered groups, lasting up to 10 minutes at a time.
And since Talman ran his article, there have been countless reports of skyquakes popping up all around the world, as well as an offshoot of skyquakes known as sky trumpets. While skyquakes usually sound like thunder, rattling, or gunfire, sky trumpets emit noises reminiscent of musical screeches or metal scraping together. And one of the most well-known instances was recorded on video in January 2012 in Allen, Texas.
Watching the video, you see a group of people gathered in a parking lot, squinting up into the sunshine, listening to an otherworldly noise ring out through the sky. Its pitch varies. At first, it sounds like the screeching of a bow over an untuned instrument. Then, it descends into a deep, guttural moan.
You hear one man say he's never heard anything like it. Then he turns to the others, each as flabbergasted as the next, and asks,
"Where on earth is this sound coming from?"
2 months later, in March 2012, Clintonville, Wisconsin, a town which lies about 40 miles west of Green Bay, was besieged by thunderous booming noises in the middle of the night. According to reports, residents felt as if their homes were shaking for days. Town officials leapt into action, trying to find a source.
5 years later, in November 2017, another series of skyquakes appeared over a community near Birmingham, Alabama. Local 911 operators were flooded with calls from 15 different counties in the area. The mysterious event has come to be known as the Bama Boom.
People described hearing thunderous sounds so deafening and vibrations so intense, they set off car alarms.
Less than 2 years later, another skyquake appeared over Twin Falls, Idaho, March 26, 2019. The weather was beautiful, sunny and dry with spring temperatures reaching just over 60 degrees Fahrenheit. But a few hours after sundown, around 11 p.m., locals awoke to a roar erupting in the sky above their homes.
On January 11, 2020, a county sheriff in Brazoria County, Texas, received phone calls from over a dozen people. A reverberating boom from the sky rocked the city below. The sound was recorded on security cameras, and local officials put out a call for any footage or evidence that could help their investigation.
1 month later, sky trumpets were reported over Anchorage, Alaska. The Anchorage Daily News interviewed two witnesses about their experience, Austin and Stephanie Quinn Davidson.
Stephanie claimed this wasn't the first time she'd heard such noises in Anchorage. In fact, she'd consistently been hearing the sounds for years. According to her, they sounded like a whale song, a kind of underwater moaning.
Anchorage resident Jonathan Galeen seemed to corroborate their claims. He reportedly woke up to high-pitched screeching noises at around 5:30 a.m.
Another witness named Melissa Thompson told the Daily News that it was more than just a sound. It was a full-body experience. She said,
"It's a sound that's so internally loud, you feel the sound."
Following the February event, resident Jennifer Kettleson created a Facebook group for others who'd heard the sky trumpets. With 3,000 members and countless reports, as of this recording, it's still bubbling with activity and theories. And at least one theory suggests that skyquakes may be omens signaling the end of the world.
Coming up, we examine whether skyquakes are evidence of alien visitations.
You discover their practices, seek their advice, and let yourself become more vulnerable than ever before. They have the ability to heal what the doctors can't, or so they say. Hi, listeners. It's Vanessa from the podcast series Cults. Be sure to check out our four-part special on miracle healers airing right now. Meet figures from around the world who claimed powers and pushed remedies, but harbored more sinister intentions. You don't want to miss it. And if you're looking for more episodes on the most radical and deadly groups in history, tune in to Cults every Tuesday. From Jim Jones and the People's Temple, to Charles Manson and the Manson family, to Keith Raniere and NXIVM, you'll uncover the unscrupulous methods used to turn bright-eyed recruits into die-hard believers. Follow the Spotify original from Parcast, Cults, free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, back to the story.
From indigenous American legends to videos captured on iPhones, reports of strange sounds emanating from the heavens have been around for centuries. But they appear to have evolved since their earliest origins, getting more complex and happening over longer periods of time. And there's more evidence than ever before, thanks to the internet.
One of the most popular accounts to ever get uploaded is an 11-minute sky trumpet video taken in Ukraine. The clear skies fill with what sounds like an untuned trumpet. This transitions to a noise reminiscent of a giant metal ball rolling down a bowling lane, much like Washington Irving's description.
The noise isn't constant, It ebbs and wanes, changing pitch and ferocity. And nothing appears in the video that would indicate a source, but the sound appears to be shaking walls and rattling windows in an enormous apartment complex.
The video also captures the reactions of passers-by outside the building. You can see people stopping dead in their tracks, staring up in the sky, as if expecting something to come crashing down on them, almost as if they're witnessing something biblical.
And some believe skyquakes really are a biblical phenomena. They look no further than the book of Revelation. According to Revelation, seven trumpets blaring from heaven, played by angels, notify the world that judgment day is coming. For example, one passage reads,
"The first angel sounded his trumpet, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and it was hurled down on the earth. A third of the earth was burned up, a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. The second angel sounded his trumpet, and a third of the sea turned into blood."
And this is just what happens after the first two trumpets. It gets worse.
Of course, if skyquakes were actually signs of life on Earth as we know it coming to an end, the process seems to be slower than suggested. As we mentioned, it's been more than a century since they've been reported, and though we certainly face enormous existential threats like climate change, there's no evidence of blood fire raining down on Earth.
While most people agree skyquakes aren't divine omens, some suggest they may still be otherworldly, even intergalactic.
After the 2019 skyquakes in Twin Falls, Idaho, 86-year-old Marcy Donner stepped forward to make a statement. She believed the sounds were coming from an extraterrestrial source.
Donner helped run a local chapter of the Mutual UFO Network, popularly known as MUFON. The organization acts as both a support group and information center for those who have allegedly been exposed to an alien presence.
Times News reporter Bowen West spoke to Donner about her claims. An Idaho resident, she claimed she frequently witnessed UFOs in the night sky. Stranger still, she said that aliens had been visiting her since she was 5 years old and had been in contact with one extraterrestrial species well into her adult life.
In addition, she told the press that the 2019 skyquake hadn't been the first. Over the last 16 years, she allegedly heard numerous skyquakes, and she firmly believed they were all connected to aliens.
Donner isn't alone in her suspicions. Thanks to user-sharing sites like Reddit and YouTube, documentation allegedly linking alien spacecraft and skyquakes is mounting.
For example, a video taken by a woman in Melbourne, Australia, appears to show a diamond-shaped craft hovering in the sky. The ship emits a harsh, reverberating sound, not unlike the popular descriptions of skyquakes.
Also popular online is a description of an encounter a man named John McDonald claimed to have had with a large alien ship near Perthshire, Scotland. McDonald said the craft, which was covered in lights, was so loud that it drowned out the noise of his own car.
And he told reporters that the spacecraft made a din comparable to the sound of 1,000 vacuum cleaners running at once.
Unfortunately, we have no way of corroborating these claims or proving that alien life exists. And if it does, we'd need far more evidence that they visited Earth and that skyquakes are directly connected to their visitations. But aliens aren't the only proposed explanation that comes from space.
In November 2017, after the Bama boom was reported in and around central Alabama, the National Weather Service issued a tweet in response. They wrote, "Loud boom heard. We do not see anything indicating large fire or smoke on radar or satellite." Instead, meteorologists wondered if the Leonid meteor shower was to blame.
The Leonid meteor shower peaks every year in mid-November, right around the time the Bama boom was reported. And this wouldn't be the first time meteors were associated with inexplicable noises from the sky. In a 19th century text called British Mineralogy, Researcher James Sowerby compiled reports of strange booming sounds around Yorkshire, England in 1795, including one from a pastor named William Preston.
Preston claimed his 11-year-old son was playing in the churchyard one afternoon when he heard what sounded like cannons being fired, followed by a hissing of an object whisking through the air. A separate report by another witness read,
"I heard noises in the air, like the report of a cannon in the distance, and at the same time I felt concussions of the earth. Within a very short space of time afterwards, I was informed that a stone had fallen within 200 yards of me."
This stone is now famously referred to as the Walled Cottage meteorite. In this case, the mystery of the strange sound was solved.
Now, a meteor is capable of making noises similar to those reported in skyquake accounts. This happens when the rock enters the Earth's atmosphere at a speed which breaks the sound barrier. Scientists refer to them as sonic meteors.
Now, light travels faster than sound, so sonic meteors are seen before they're ever heard. For example, a meteor passing 60 miles above Earth would produce a boom heard 5 minutes after the fact.
However, this doesn't change the fact that they can still be seen. Since they have to enter the Earth's atmosphere, they're clearly visible to the naked eye, and lack of eyewitness testimony likely means meteors aren't the source of skyquakes, at least not all of them. But meteors aren't the only thing that can break the sound barrier.
Humans can, too.
U.S. Air Force Captain Chuck Yeager became the first man to break the sound barrier on October 14, 1947. And as you probably know, when the sound barrier is broken, it typically results in a sonic boom, which is a result of displaced air producing a shockwave.
Whether a sonic boom is audible from the ground depends on a few factors. For example, the size of the object, the altitude at which it's traveling, wind, air temperature, and the topography of the land below.
After the events in Alabama in 2017, Lieutenant Colonel Trinidad Meza, a pilot who'd personally experienced sonic booms while flying, weighed in with his thoughts. Despite the popular notion that sonic booms are deafening and dramatic, a pilot in his cockpit might not realize they've passed the speed of sound until they actually look at their controls.
In other words, sonic booms are probably more common than we think. And the people who have the most access to equipment capable of creating them? The United States military.
After the skyquakes over Twin Falls, Idaho, many locals suggested the sounds could be coming from the nearby Mountain Home Air Force Base, about 100 miles away, one of whom was local reporter Bowen West.
West visited the Air Force base and questioned Second Lieutenant Emily Rogers, asking whether she knew of any military programs that may have caused the unusual sounds reported in the area.
Rogers claimed she'd never heard of the term skyquake before. She then assured him they weren't to blame for the noises. But many still had their doubts, and with good reason. Back in June 2012, after thunderous explosions rang out over the Southern California coastline, officials contacted the local military and asked if they'd been running any explosive tests. They, too, denied responsibility.
Days later, a spokesman for the Navy came forward with an update. They lied. It was them.
Coming up, we examine NASA's leading theory.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Now, back to the story.
Though skyquakes have been reported for centuries, the vast majority have unknown origins. But in June 2012, after originally denying any responsibility, a representative from the United States Air Force in Southern California, Lieutenant Aaron Cachell, made a statement. An F-A-18 fighter jet had, in fact, broken the sound barrier at 12:45 p.m. on the afternoon of the skyquake in question.
Lieutenant Kitchell explained that the pilots had been showing off for guests on a day cruise in the Pacific. The aircraft were about 35 miles offshore, and they'd assumed the sonic booms wouldn't be heard on land. Clearly, they were mistaken.
But while sonic booms explained this one instance, they didn't explain them all. Many reports of skyquakes predate the invention of supersonic jets, and there's not always a military presence around.
Which brings us to another possible explanation, one that may have given skyquakes their name. They're the result of the Earth's seismic activity. David Hill, a scientist at the United States Geological Survey, or USGS, suspected this might be the case. According to Hill, it's possible to hear an earthquake, even when there's no other sensory evidence that one's happening. In fact, the USGS has documented sound associated with even the smallest of earthquakes, ones registering below 2.8 on the Richter scale. At this minimal magnitude, earthquakes are typically imperceptible to humans. However, they can sometimes cause audible booms or cracks due to the high-frequency nature of their vibrations.
On more than one occasion, recordings of these small earthquakes have captured what sounds like artillery fire. In 1811 in Missouri, a minor tremor was followed by sounds of explosions emanating from the sky. A similar occurrence happened in Spokane, Washington in 2001.
However, in 2013, a team of seismologists at the University of North Carolina put this earthquake theory through a more rigorous test.
They used a collection of 400 different atmospheric sensors to document all seismic activity in their state. For 2 years, they cataloged the results and cross-referenced them with any reports of skyquakes in the area.
There were two accounts of unusual sounds emanating from the sky in that time period, one lasting about a second and the other for about 10.
But both were reported at times of zero seismic activity, meaning earthquakes weren't the source of their skyquakes.
After the 2012 skyquakes in Clintonville, Wisconsin, hundreds of residents came together to try to find answers.
The city uprooted manhole covers, investigated water and sewer systems, and examined gas lines. They set up audio and video surveillance equipment throughout the town to ensure they wouldn't miss anything. But they found nothing.
And they're not alone. In fact, the majority of skyquake accounts remain a mystery, which is worrying to those who believe the phenomena is happening more frequently and assume the worst.
The website strangesounds.org has now compiled pages of accounts of suspicious booms, explosions, rumblings, and trumpets in the sky, many of which have been reported as recently as 2020.
But while reading Facebook posts and watching YouTube videos about skyquakes might make it feel like they're becoming more frequent, that's not necessarily the case. Before the internet, spaces for witnesses to connect, share, and compile accounts didn't exist.
And because the scope of what constitutes skyquakes is rather broad, it can be easy to draw parallels between events that may be unrelated. The digital age also made it more difficult for people to discern what's real and what's a hoax.
Popular website Snopes has weighed in on both the sky trumpets and skyquakes respectively. They agree that the majority of these modern events are probably manufactured.
In January 2012, a user known only as DangleSnipeSelly08 posted their video of a skyquake on YouTube. While the video gained traction, the user later admitted to manipulating the recording and editing in the so-called mysterious noises.
In fact, Snopes has suggested that most sky trumpet videos uploaded online are fraudulent, and many of the sound effects appear to be lifted from two major Hollywood blockbusters, War of the Worlds and Red State.
Despite this dismissal, there's too much evidence to say that all reported skyquakes have been fraudulent, and NASA agrees, and they have an explanation of their own.
They believe people are hearing what they call Earth's background noise, according to a spokesperson.
If humans had radio antennae instead of ears, we would hear a remarkable symphony of strange noises coming from our own planet.
Space physicist Dennis Gallagher of NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, agreed. He explained that Earth is essentially singing all of the time, but the sounds register at such low frequencies that humans usually can't detect them.
These sounds emanate from Earth's magnetic field and resemble a series of whistles and chirps, perhaps explaining those sky trumpets after all.
Experts at NASA say the Earth's frequency resembles the background music of a science fiction film. According to one official,
Earth's natural radio emissions are real, and although we're mostly unaware of them, they are around us all the time.
The Earth has presumably been emitting these frequencies long before the planet was populated. And since skyquakes have been around long before the invention of aircraft, social media, or gender reveal parties, this background noise may be our most compelling answer, but not a definitive one.
Back in 1913, when skyquakes were first recorded in the Scientific American Supplement, author Charles Fitzhugh Talman issued a challenge, one that has yet to be completed.
He wrote, "Evidence of the existence of skyquakes as a phenomenon of nature is overwhelming, and the explanation of these curious noises is an inviting task for the scientific man. Until this mystery is solved, it appears the invitation still stands." Thanks again for tuning in to Unexplained Mysteries. We'll be back next time with a new episode.
You can find all episodes of Unexplained Mysteries and all other Spotify originals from Parcast for free on Spotify.
See you next time.
And remember, never take "we don't know" for an answer.
Unexplained Mysteries is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max and Ron Cutler. Sound design by Nick Johnson, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Carly Madden, and Travis Clark. This episode of Unexplained Mysteries was written by Christine Colby, with writing assistance by Lori Gottlieb and Connor Sampson. Fact-checking by Cara Mackerlin, and research by Bradley Klein. Unexplained Mysteries stars Molly Brandenburg and Richard Rossner.